Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Hello all, and welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. Alita is a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She made international headlines in 2004 for giving birth to twins at the age of 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go, and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back, and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Hi, everyone. This is Alita St. James here, and I am so excited for this second series of The Ageless Factor with my dearest friend and client for 40-plus years, Gail Brophy.
I love you, Alita. Thank you so, so much for having me on. My God, you have carried me through my whole life.
Well, I could not have her on. She just finished filming for Bravo for the Snowbirds of Palm Beach. It's a pilot. And she's all over the newspapers for winning hat contests, and she is rocking it.
Oh, I won the Kentucky Derby, too.
Oh, yes, way back. And actually, she dragged me to Saratoga to, you know, watch the horses. And then I had you were bidding on the horses? And she had me bid against them.
Yeah. No, I was buying race horses. I mean, like for like millions of dollars.
Yeah, millions of dollars. And she had me there. But anyway, the thing that's most important.
I had to have someone second in the room to make sure that I trusted that would do the bidding for me if I didn't want anybody to see that.
I broke out in a sweat because I was going 150,000, 250,000.
And I'm calling her, go, hit the bid. Higher.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. So you can tell we have a lot of fun together. Now, I'm a little bit older than Gail, but the fact of the matter is I'm excited about hanging out with Gail because it's always something new and exciting, and she'll tell you about her life and how she reinvented it about four times. The thing about the ageless factor that I want you to really get, it's that if you get yourself crystallized in being a certain way and you don't reinvent yourself and you don't think of how to do things out of the box differently, then you get old and decrepit. But if you keep yourself young and revitalized, and what else is possible in your life, and you actually go out and do it, then the world opens up. So I've been able to age reverse because at 77, I'm just thinking of what else can I do? Now I'm writing a second book, and then I have my kids that are in college, and now I'm gonna be doing speaking engagements where I'm rocking it with Own Your Worth. But my point is, I want Gail Brophy to give you her secrets of how she remains ageless with so much vitality and so much inspiration and dedicating herself to benefits like the Red Cross all over the world.
Feeding the hungry.
And she doesn't stop, like I don't stop. And like I'm inviting you not to stop. So take it away, Gail, and let's go.
And I guess the key secret here is you don't stop. Okay. You keep moving forward. No matter if your feet are in the cement and your wings are flapping, then go to Alita. She will fix all of this and get the fear, anger, and to bring in the abundance and everything. And when we started, it was 40 years ago. I think you had just come out with Life Shift.
Well, that was 20 years ago.
I
wasn't pregnant yet.
You weren't pregnant yet. Mm. That's right. Oh my God, we've gone through everything together. And Alita has truly saved my life so many ways through my divorce, through when I wanted to get pregnant and have a child. It pretty much all the highs and lows, and you know, sometimes parenting isn't easy, and then you have
like
to go
all
back
the time,
to
Gail.
Like all the for me, all the time. So for the parents that have these perfect children out there, You are very blessed. Thank your blessings every single day. I think I had...
You get the award.
I got the award.
But for life shifting.
But you helped me cut the cord. You helped me take away, you know...
The agita.
The whole... Oh, my God. The survival of either him or me.
Right.
And I chose me.
Yeah.
But I have reinvented myself over 4 times. Years ago, my husband and I had 4 Wall Street companies. And he was almost like the king of Wall Street. I mean, he was recognized by the Federal Reserve Bank. And we had them and 1040 Fifth Avenue and the limos and everything and that high style living. And a leader would come out. I'd have to sit in the Hamptons, put trays of food under our door because she was exhausted from healing sessions, or down in Palm Beach and put trays of food under her door. But as a best friend, I would do anything for Alita because Alita has been there for me, even in the middle of the evening, if something serious was going on, I didn't know how to handle it. As a life coach, she was able to come into my life and be the friend and hold my secrets, but that I could truly release to, and then she could release it and turn the negativity into positivity, into moving forward. And through my age, then I had GSB Racing and Breeding Stock, Inc., which was a very large thoroughbred breeding operation, did win the Kentucky Derby, won the World Cup in polo, had 2 U Tours farms, one in Wellington, and polo teams, and won the World Cup in polo. And it's been, now I'm into owning resorts in the Catskills, Estates by Brophy, which I highly recommend everyone to go to. Estates by Brophy, it's 1,200 acres and 1 mile of the river, and Alita comes up all the time just to heal yourself.
Yeah, to regenerate. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that I love about Brophy Estates is that it's kind of a healing vortex. So you can go there, you can chill out, you can live your dreams, you can dream your dreams, you can do all of that stuff, that
romantic
regeneration.
Weekend, family reunions, corporate retreats, everything.
Right.
You know?
But the thing that I'm most excited about in terms of Gail is that no matter what obstacles that she's overcome in her life, she's always leveled up. She's always gone higher than she was before. And so now, you know, say in her 60s, right? Somewhere there. No. We'll say 60s, right? We're gonna stop
at 35. No face surgery at all. Yeah. Everybody keeps looking.
Right.
Just Botox.
Right. That's the most important thing. It's who you hang out with.
Without a doubt.
Totally.
Without a doubt. Get rid of all negativity. That will keep you young. Stay away from the negativity. Anything I'm really saying right now is because Alita, after 40 years, has actually taught me all of this. She's taught me how to stay ageless. She's taught me how to move away from that negativity or just cut it off and get out of that spiral hole that you see some of your friends and they're calling you every day with all this negative stuff. And like, you just have to tell them that, you know, unfortunately, you love them, but you can't
handle
it
go.
Right now. You got to go.
In Life Shift, I wrote The Chat Room of Discontent or The Dream Team of Support. You want to bring in the dream team of support because everything is resonance. So if you're resonating at a low frequency, like in the third dimension, that's the beta brain, that's the primal brain, then everything is like that. Hopeless, there's not good men, the money's this, what's going to happen with the country, blah, 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 blah. Then you want to do the genius brain, which is the billionaire brain, which is the theta and alpha, which that's where we go, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's where we're going. Right. Although I can't ride horses like she does. I'll tell you, that girl rocks on the horse. Ay, ay, ay. You should see her play polo. Oh, my God. Anyway, once you do that, then it's what else is possible. You don't want to be talking to people that are saying nothing else is possible. It's over. You know, if anybody says, you know, I've got pain, I'm getting old. Cancel. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to get over the pain. Figure out what you need to do. Don't be in pain. Yes, biologically, it's a sign of getting older, but you don't have to stay there.
But there's also ways to get rid of inflammation.
That's what
you
I'm
don't
saying.
Have to go to Big Pharma. You can put ginger in your tea.
Right.
I mean, take real ginger and peel it and just grind it up in a whole big thing and you put it in the freezer with lemon juice. and you snap it off and you put it in your teeth. It's a major anti-inflammatory. Are you staying at my house? I remember one night, your back was bothering you. You're sitting there having a glass of milk with turmeric and cumin in
it. Actually, it was coconut milk.
Only coconut milk.
Only coconut milk.
No almond, no anything else. Coconut milk. We're really very much on every product line, everything we think, do, and put on our bodies and the chemicals in. Because, I mean, we turn around every day now, and you see so many people with cancer dying. Yeah. I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's all happening, believe it or not. Non-smokers, non-drinkers in their 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't believe in the food. I think that they're poisoning us with the food. That's my opinion.
I agree.
At my farm up at the Estates by Brophy, we grow our own because I don't trust anything, especially no GMOs, please, whatever mm-hmm. you do.
Makes a difference.
Makes a huge difference. If you are going to drink, try to go to the tequila side because it's a guave plant versus a grain.
No, you got to be ready for tequila, though, let me tell you.
I can't do it anymore. Tequila used to take my clothes off.
Oh, my God.
No.
We should go into those stories, right?
She knows all my secrets. All my secrets. But you know what's great? It's Alita, so she'll never tell.
Never.
That's what I love and cherish about you so much, because you have been able to push me through my toughest times and re-energize me and help pick me back up and release everything that's holding my feet in the ground, either it be family, financial, whatever the new jump I was going to do and reinventing myself, you brought me into that place. And I thank you and I love you so much.
But you know what? You're great. And I enjoyed every moment of grabbing you. Gail, no, I can't. No, out. Transform. Go with the light, release the emotional thing, because look what happens. You use the work and you just rise and thrive.
Yeah.
Always you rise and thrive. So it's exciting to work with you. Well, and I hope we're here for another 120 years, girl.
I know you're she's planning on 120.
Yeah.
I will be extremely happy.
100. All right.
But I want to be in perfect health.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can. Mm. I'm going to go down to Mexico with you. I'm mm-hmm. going to do some stem cells.
Yes. So there's this secret
fabulous
retreat, ageless retreat in Cabo, where we can do detoxes, stem cells, all sorts of regenerative medicine.
And stay young and beautiful
forever.
And not have to take shots in your stomach for weight and everything. You could stay young and beautiful forever.
Now let's talk about men.
Men? Oh, my mm-hmm. God. First of all, my first advice to all the women out there, it's very hard.
I know.
To find a good man, because they want you to dress sexy.
Right.
So you dress sexy, then it's all they want is sex. So, you know what I'm
lucky
saying?
Lucky you.
And you're not. No, I'm not. I don't drink tequila. I don't drink hard liquor. So I'm safe on that. But thank God. But there are some nice men out there. But it's very difficult for all these women, and they're calling me all the time, and they're upset, and they're emotionally in bed for 2 weeks, you know, because I try to help and pass it forward as a person, you know, that Alita has taught. And I find these girls are in bed, upset about a man, and I say, just stop it. Just get your head out of this, and they emotionally get attached. Women, I think, do.
Yeah.
You know, that we just...
Well, you know,
the
men
know. I'm on to the next.
No, you are. Forget it.
Pass.
We had 2 weeks of a disagreement about a certain man.
She hated him.
I've never hated anybody as much as
ever.
Despise this particular person.
And he was a billionaire.
And it didn't matter.
The most sought after guy that any woman would have just changed and been anything he wanted.
Any crazy woman.
I know that, but I wasn't crazy, but...
Thank
I wouldn't
God
allow him to change me.
Well, because you rock. Why would you? See, you never want to give your power away to a man. You want to meet him with your power and his power so you co-create together at any age. Ah, I found that something that's really interesting. Now, you know how I have I like younger, exciting.
Oh, my God. This is the wild one.
Okay, but listen, I just
she even had the twins without the husband or yeah.
But there was a man involved, but he just didn't last. Okay.
Well, you knew you just wanted to have children,
right?
And he was okay with it.
Yes.
And just, but he wanted to stay out all the way financially and everything, and you took on all the burden all by yourself, and I am so proud of you.
Because when somebody tells me you can't do something, I always say, just watch me. So anyway, there's something I found out from this matchmaker, because I'm helping my clients have dates and get married and do all this stuff. But anyway, there's something called gap dating. Maybe they don't know either. Gap dating means that women that are older are the men that are younger are being attracted to the women that are older.
Because of the age gap.
Yes, because of the age gap. And what the men are looking for is beauty, lifestyle, and how you want to live your life.
Yes, but who's paying for them? Because I'm tired of paying for men.
No. But just because they're younger
I
doesn't
mean... I
never
paid for a man for dinner.
No, of
if
course.
If a man can't take you out for dinner...
Don't go.
See, you agree with
of
me
course.
Totally. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
But just because someone's younger doesn't mean they don't have money.
No,
some of the
true.
Biggest millionaires and billionaires are in their 30s and early 40s.
You really think, for real?
For real.
But why?
So, in other words, it's a matter of energy. It's not age. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be with somebody in their 70s.
Because I am in my 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's
so old.
A man that sees that you have that vitality and you're excited about life and you have the wisdom... Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for me, I listen to my clients that are in their 20s, and I'm coaching them, and then they laugh. They say, my boyfriend or my husband should just know, 20s and 30s, that they're really dating or being married to a 77-year-old. Because nothing fazes you at a certain point, really.
Well, remember I remember when I left my husband, I then went out with my boyfriend, my millionaire boyfriend.
Yeah,
millionaire.
Yeah.
And he was 20 years younger than me and gorgeous and had polo teams. And we traveled all over the world on his yacht in Saint-Tropez and everything. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, well, that's what
I'm
talking
about. And he kept
about.
Wanting to get married. And you told me, too, because we loved each other. And you told me, too. And I look back, but I knew he needed to have children. So that's why.
I could have set you up with that. I just see her pregnant again. No, she wasn't up for that. But anyway... No, he was great. He was really
a wonderful human being
on a lot of levels. But that hurt you to let him go.
That killed me, but I did that for him.
Yeah, that's what you did.
I did that because I loved him.
Yeah, I know.
And he really did deserve to have a happy, and he was a good man.
Yeah.
You know, he was incredible.
But meanwhile, back on the ranch in this gap dating thing that's happening, is that a man could be at a point where he either has children, doesn't want children, wants to be with a wise and wonderful woman that's sexual, because I haven't turned that off. I don't have you.
You're never going to turn that off.
And I have techniques, and there's a podcast with Dr. Barbieri that will teach you, she's a gynecologist, how to revitalize the canal. Because you see, sexual energy is a kundalini. It's a thing that keeps you alive. So you don't want to. And we also did a podcast where we're talking about if your partner... his testosterone's going down, and all of a sudden there's no sex, then you feel neutered as a woman. So you grab that guy's rear end to the, you know, his doctor and check his levels and make sure that his levels are up, because your life is not over just because he's having a hard time. It's erectile dysfunction,
and,
ED.
Yeah, but a lot of times people think that, because I had
a
relationship with this one.
Wow, right.
So he kept having testosterone
shots.
So he was trying to explain to me, so I do know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
It's not just for the penis to go up.
Yeah.
It's for also their bone
and
their muscles.
Of course.
It's everything to keep them young.
Yeah.
So you're not telling the man in your life, let him know that the testosterone level is not because you want to, you know, that he's bad in bed. But
or he's not functioning.
Not functioning, right. Men, which makes him feel horrible.
Oh, but that's like a nightmare, because they're not functioning. I know you know this if you relate to these stories. They can't function. You're supposed to go, oh, that's okay, honey. And then they keep trying, and then it's like a job.
It's like, oh, my God, it's a job.
Now, I'm on testosterone pellets because I had cancer, And you can't have any kind of estrogen supplement. You have to keep the estrogen progesterone down. But testosterone can be up, and that gives me a kick. I don't leave home without it.
You know? And that's why your muscles and everything are in perfect shape. You don't even have a drop of cellulite.
No.
You know?
You noticed.
Not, of course
well,
I
you
do.
You know why? Because when we're hanging out together at her apartment in Palm Beach, you know, we're walking around in towels, underwear, trying to cook, what is it, avocado toast?
Oh, no, Alita has never really cooked in her life. She only knows what eating out is. So I'm like, no, we're having avocado toast. It's real easy, Alita.
Right.
I'm going to show you.
We're going to make it.
And it really is. I'm just going to tell the world right now. Two avocados, one egg, and Parmesan fresh cheese, and just put it in a bowl, mash it up, and put it in like a big cookie, and bake it for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and you'll have the best avocado toast.
Right.
Healthy protein, and...
I always tell her, you do it.
Because I've never seen you cook.
No. And never will.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know how to make omelets. When I lived in England, you know, as an actress, I knew how to make omelets.
She did hair.
Yeah, I did hair in Amsterdam, production of hair and all this.
Yeah.
But you see, that's what keeps us young. Like
even you studied under the Dalai Lama and everyone. People don't realize that, how much you have really, and how many trips and to study under all of
Spiritual healers and gurus. Mm-hmm. They called me the Indiana Jones of the soul before the children. And then I was all over the world. Then the children came and I was afraid to go into the jungles like I used to.
Yeah.
I mean, now they're using ayahuasca and ketamine and all this, the psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. But I was like 40 plus years. I was in the jungles with, you know, the shamans doing that stuff. So as usual, ahead of the time. But anyway, so when you do all this stuff, and you have to stop if you have children, because I'd be afraid that I'd be attacked going down the Amazon, or God forbid, I'm up in the Himalayas.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of like stopped. But now that the kids are 20, I'm back on my feet again, and I'm Indiana Jones part
two.
No.
I have spent too much time in Africa with the ex-husband.
You're going
on this one alone, up and down the Amazon.
Yes, I want to go to the gorillas.
I'll be in Monte Carlo at the spa. You can go hang out with the gorillas.
Okay.
Okay.
You won't come with me to the gorillas? You're no fun, Gail.
I'll go.
No, but I love Monte Carlo. That's one of my favorite places.
I like spas.
Yeah. You do. You definitely do.
My resort needs to just totally be
like regeneration.
Regeneration spa.
Yeah, right.
You know?
But that's what happens when we go down to...
anti-aging.
Yeah, it's a Cabo. It's like totally...
You've got the whole thing going on there. You've got... from the blood work right down to the glutathione
and the stem cells
and the stem cells
and the regenerative medicine.
And I swear and live on LifeWave patches. It has given me stamina, feeling younger, healthier. It also handles the nerves and it crystallizes. And look at it. It's LifeWave Gail Brophy Foundation Inc. That's Gail, G-A-L-E. And follow me on Instagram, Gail.
It'll be the best Instagram you've seen.
Yeah, you'll like my Instagram.
The thing that's really crazy is that my friend Bart Smith turned me on to LifeWave like 3 years ago. So I'm going into Gail's apartment, right? And all of a sudden I'm seeing these patches all over the place, all over her. And she's into LifeWave, but she's at a very high level. And we was met Tommy.
Yeah, actually, whoever it comes in for me, because I'm... at the top.
Yeah.
I'm at the diamond level.
Can we talk about getting me up there?
Yeah, you have to get in now.
Yeah.
Because right now all the influencing and before, you know, if this gets picked up and the snowbirds.
This really works. And by the way, it's going to work, the snowbirds. I mean, she's like the dynamite celebrity. Come on. There's nobody
like
you.
They want
me
of the Palm Royale to be the grand dame, to be the person, the matriarch that makes all the nice right decisions. When I have a whole bunch of crazy people on my hands, I'll be calling Alita.
No, but she did. Remember Mary Lou Whitney? But and she was, I remember when I met her. Oh my God.
And she looked fabulous.
Yes. And she, she and Gail, they hung out together.
She was a grand dame. She made Saratoga, she made even in Palm Beach. Every big, big charity was, well, it was the Whitney family, the Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitneys, which were the railroads, Pan Am.
Right.
You know, for the older people, they'll understand what I'm talking about.
Right.
For the teenagers, they'll be like, what's Pan Am?
It's true.
Yeah.
Isn't it JetBlue? No. No. But no, she, it was like she, and that's, Gail has now stepped into that arena. Mm-hmm. She's the grand dame, and she's doing it with her style, which is different than the old style, right?
Thank you.
And it's really exciting. And then she's bringing life wave and positive thinking and energy healing and all those kind of things that they were really looking for in terms of the snowbirds, like women that are getting younger.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a pass between, you know, late 50s and the 60s. And what it's so nice is people between New York and Palm Beach and or the Hamptons in Palm Beach. And it's showing their lifestyle, showing how I'm on one tape getting an IV.
Yeah, okay. Right. That's so cool.
They're putting Bob's healing electronic bracelet,
right.
You know, sapping them on and off me. And
oh, that is so cool.
Because we want to all stay away from the waves from the phone.
Right, the EMS.
The EMS.
I have to tell you a story. So in my work, I talk about visualization and acting as if. And I was down with Gail for a week before New Year's Eve, 1 year. I can't even remember the year. And then we're riding in the car, and I said, we had no plans for New Year's Eve. And I said, do you remember this? I said, Gail, we have to do something for New Year's Eve. Like something really great, right? So she said, yeah, we have to do something really great. Before I know it, she's on the phone, and she's calling, what, the prince of something or other? And we wound up in the Burden Mansion. Anyway, we get invited to this huge New Year's Eve. That's thoughts or things and manifesting immediately.
And I even manifested that I was going to win the Kentucky Derby. MC Hammer called up for my horse. He kept, you know, saying, I'll offer you $10 million.
You're kidding.
To buy the, no.
Oh my MC God.
And I kept, you knew this story. And I kept saying, well, you better hope and pray my husband picks up the phone because the horse is not for sale. You can't touch this. And he says, I love it. He says, I just have to meet you.
Right.
So the That's day that I won the won the Derby, standing next to my husband, MC Hammer walks up with 4 dozen of red roses.
Oh, my God.
And said she called it. She absolutely said, you can't touch this. And it was in all the papers.
Oh,
it was
God,
fabulous.
I got the chills. But that's your magic, Gail. That's what she does.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love to live in the world of vision boards. I mean, it's so important. And it's important to be smart with your vision board. So if you're going to open up a business, make sure you have 4 years saved up to carry the business. Because it, you know, see, there's smart things that you have to do on that vision board and that are realistic, but it's still moving forward and up. If you want that car, if you want that house, if you want to just manifest, and listening to Alita's tapes are so unbelievable. I think you've got one coming up under the full moon on the 17th.
The lunar eclipse.
Yeah, the lunar eclipse.
And tonight, I'm taking Gail to the Scalar Light Waves. So I've got about 300 hours now with these high frequency. I'm going to kill her
probably by tomorrow. I might kill her.
So that this high frequency energy actually goes into your cells, so that you're in your theta and alpha and you're a brilliant genius brain. And so you don't go into fear and all this other kind of stuff. So it's elevated my ability to heal. So when I did that whole thing, Own Your Worth in Las Vegas, I was able to heal from the stage. Like there were thousands of people. And
you can heal from the phone.
Yeah, and stuff like that. But
you know, people don't realize
it's going
that
to increase
it's real,
your frequency.
Is. Yeah.
Totally free.
Well, I look at you. You look at your aura. Look at you're just glowing and shining. And
as you
look
are. You are too, Gail.
I'm a little tired.
No, but
this is
right.
After Labor Day weekend out in the Hamptons.
That's okay. She can do it. I can't, you know.
I did make the papers today.
I'm so glad you could join us today in this second series of podcasts of agelessness and really get into our world, into my friend Gail Brophy's world, in Saratoga, in Palm Beach, up in the Catskills at her resort, Brophy Retreats, and to see how this ageless factor works between both of us and how I've worked with her over the years to overcome obstacles, reinvent herself 4 times, and she's still rocking. And I want you to be inspired by that. And that's why I brought her into this podcast. And live like every day is a miracle and a gift. My love and blessings to you and the Ageless Factor, Alita St. James. Hi, everyone. If you've watched this podcast and you feel a transformational shift, I would love for you to subscribe and join our spiritual energy group and also share it with your friends. I'm also on Instagram, Alita_St. James, and all the other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and even TikTok, believe it or not, at my age, and spread the Ageless Factor. My love and blessings to you, Alita St. James.